Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on walking in the ways of the Lord. We've talked about the fact that narrow is the way that leads to life. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Jesus is the way. It's the way of His Word, which we're going to be taught. And as we receive His Word, we choose the way of truth. We commit to do it. We lift up our soul to the Lord, acknowledge Him in all of our ways. We give Him our heart. And then He reveals His ways. And as we hear and do the Word, we'll be wise and we'll guide our heart properly into the way of the Lord. As we're obedient and follow Him and do everything that He says consistently, then we will keep the way of the Lord. We're talking about the wrong way that we need to avoid in our life, and we're going to continue on that today. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible talks about that men corrupted their way when they walked in the way of the flesh. All flesh corrupted their way. When you walk in the flesh, you will walk in a corrupt way. When you walk in the Spirit, you'll walk in a right way. We've got to make the decision that we're going to walk in the right ways of God. And if you corrupt yourself, then you're going to turn aside quickly out of the way of the Lord. And it's very important that we make that decision. I am committed to walk in the ways of God. In Numbers chapter 21, their soul got so discouraged because of the way. They thought it was too hard. They had too many things they had to overcome. And then they spoke against God and against the man of God. And they were loathing God's word. Well, that's a great mistake. They ended up having curses come upon them. The serpents came and brought destruction. Don't ever be discouraged because of the way of the Lord. It is not too hard. Someone who says it's not too hard shows that they're not submitted to the Word of God. If you were submitted to the Word of God, you would be able to walk in it. You would delight in His way. People want their own way, and that's how they sit there and think it's too hard, or I want God to do such and such. They're not committed to walk in the ways of the Word of God. When you get committed to walk in God's ways, you'll be strong and courageous, and you'll walk in victory, and you'll delight in the way of the Lord. But their problem was they got discouraged. Don't ever let the devil get to you and cause you to want to draw back from God's ways. You are yielding to Him. Job 21, we saw that scripture where they were desiring not the knowledge of His ways. Instead, you should do the opposite. Always desire God's ways and never rebel against the light. If you rebel against the light, you won't know His ways. You won't abide in His paths. Very important. See, you got to walk in God's ways and be obedient unto Him. Remember Balaam? Balaam was one who was not obedient unto God. In Numbers chapter 22, because he was not obedient unto God, then he was being withstood by the angel of the Lord. Why was that? Because his way was perverse before him. You know, the angels are sent forth to minister for us the heirs of salvation. Hebrews chapter 1 talks about that. And the angels will hearken to the voice of the Word. And they will do the commandments of God. They will fight the battles. They will go forth and bring forth the message of the Lord. And they will prepare our way. They will keep us in all of our ways, the Bible says. But we've got to walk in the ways of the Lord. What happened with Balaam? His way was perverse before God because he was disobedient. And the result was he was withstood by the Lord. Don't let that happen to you. Be sure that you please the Lord and do what His Word says. In Psalms 1, the Bible talks about how the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Remember that if you're walking in a way that is contrary to the Word, that would be a way of ungodliness, and it will cause a perishing or a destruction. In Proverbs chapter 1, He says, turn you at my reproof in verse 23. I'll pour out my spirit unto you and I'll make known my words unto you. As God brings His correction to us, we need to receive it. And He'll make known His words to us. He said, because I've called and you refuse, because God's calling us, see, We just got to not refuse. We've got to learn to obey Him. He says, I've stretched out my hand, no man regarded. You've said it, not all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. When the Lord speaks to you, receive His counsel. Receive His reproof. It said, if they aren't going to receive what I tell them to do, then they'll call upon me and I'm not going to answer. They'll seek me early, they'll not find me. Why? Because they hated knowledge and they didn't choose the fear of the Lord. They'd none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. And what's going to happen? Verse 31 of Proverbs 1 says, therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way. You must realize that God will let you eat the fruit of your own way and be filled with your own devices. It is not the will of God, but He'll let you choose your way. He had set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. He says, choose. We can choose our own way. We've got to learn to listen to the way of the Lord. His way is right. Obey Him in what He's telling you to do, so the enemy doesn't have place in your life. Don't err in your heart. Otherwise, you won't know His ways. Learn to be obedient. Don't let yourself draw back in unbelief. Don't ever leave the paths of uprightness to walk in darkness. Walk in the way of the Word of God. In Proverbs chapter 4, the Bible talks about the way of the wicked is darkness. They don't know what they stumble at even. I tell you, when you're walking in the wrong way, you will stumble, and you won't even know what you stumble at. That's amazing that a lot of times Christians have these problems come upon them, and destruction and calamities, and they wonder why that happened to me. Hey, there's a cause for every curse that's coming. You'll stumble and you'll not know at what because walking in darkness. Many times, though, people don't know what's going on because they haven't had knowledge. You need to get in God's Word. Many people have perished because of a lack of knowledge. Remember, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. They've gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. This is why you've got to get in the Word, get the knowledge of God, and be a hearer and doer of it. In Proverbs 14, verse 2, he that walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he that's perverse in his ways despiseth him. Don't be one who is despising God by being perverse in your ways. Really, that's the result. In God's sight, if we're perverse in our ways, we really despise Him. You may not think that, but that's the effect of it. We actually despise God. In verse 12, there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I tell you gotta watch. There's the man thinks that things are okay in his own eyes. Don't be that way. Watch that you walk in the ways of the Lord. Don't be one who walks whatever seems right. What's gonna be right? Acknowledge the Word. Think, is this in line with the Word? Is your attitude in line with the Word? Are your words in line with the Word? Is this thing that you're carrying within you, is this from God or is this from the flesh or from the devil? The end of the ways that are right unto a man, that are contrary to the Word, are ways of death. Proverbs 15:9, the ways of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. We don't want to have an abomination to the Lord. We want to be obedient to Him. Correction's grievous unto him that forsakes the way. Are you one when sometimes someone comes to bring correction and you get upset, it's grievous unto you? That shows that you have forsaken the way. Because if you had a real teachable heart and you were yielded unto the Lord and you were ready to accept His correction, then you would delight in what comes. He that hates reproof, the Bible says, shall die. Proverbs 15:19, the way of a slothful man is a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. Don't be slothful, be diligent. If you're slothful and lazy, your way will have a hedge of thorns. You'll have all kind of blocks, all kind of hindrances, all kind of problems will show up, and you'll wonder, why in the world is this coming on me? It's because we haven't been obedient. We cannot walk in a slothful way and think that our way is going to be blessed. Proverbs 19:3, the foolishness of man perverts his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. We're not going to have that kind of attitude. The word fretteth means to really to boil up in anger, someone who wants to blame God. I'll tell you, don't blame God. Don't get an anger against the Lord. If you have an anger against the Lord, that you have to realize you have dealt foolishly. You have had a foolish attitude that the devil's brought into you, and some way or another, you've gotten off track of the Word of God. The foolishness of man will pervert his way. Don't ever get an anger against the Lord. God is on your side. If He be for you, who be against you? And if something hasn't happened the way you thought it should have happened when it in a situation, then you need to realize, you need to seek the Lord and find out why. What happened? How did the enemy get place? How did this thing happen? What was the open door? Was there an area of sin in your life? Was there an inherited generational curse affecting you? Was there some things that were coming against you that you weren't aware of, that you needed to seek God for Him to show you what to do about it? You see, if you seek the Lord, He will show you. Remember, God is not bringing destruction upon you. The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Who's the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? It's the devil. In Proverbs 21, verse 16, the man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He's not going to be alive. He's going to be spiritually dead. He's just going to be existing. You know, God wants you on fire for the Lord. You should be zealous for the things of God. You should be doing what the Word says. Don't be one who's moved out of the way of understanding. Proverbs 22, 5, thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that keeps his soul will be far from them. Keep your soul. Keep your soul protected from the wrong way. That's the froward way, the wrong way. And then you will be protected and victorious. Proverbs 28, verse 9. He that turns his ear from hearing the law, it says, even his prayer shall be abomination. See, if you're not going to hear and do God's word, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to see God move in your life. You've got to be a hearer and a doer of the words. The upright will have good things in his possession. The Bible says he who walks upright will be saved, but the guy who's perverse in his ways will fall at once. Proverbs 28, verse 18. In fact, a lot of times these calamities just come at once, suddenly. This is because we've been walking in a wrong way. Learn to walk in God's ways. Be obedient to what He tells you to do. If you'll walk in His ways, then His blessings will come upon you. In Jeremiah 23, the Bible talks about that there was wickedness in the house. Their way was slippery ways in darkness. And what happened? Evil came upon them. If they'd have stood in God's counsel, received His counsel and received His words, then God says He would have turned away from their evil way in verse 22, and from the evil of their doings. You see, God is a merciful God. And if we'll turn to Him, He'll bring us out of bondage. Hosea 10:13 says, they plowed wickedness, but then they reaped iniquity. And they were eating the fruit of their lives. Why? Because they didn't trust in the way of the Lord. You got to trust in God's way. And Haggai 1 talks about considering your ways. You've sown much and you bring in little. Why? Because they were doing their own thing. Consider your ways. Don't be one who's just trying to build your own house. It says, why did this happen? Because mine own house is waste. You run every man to your own house. If you're out there just doing your own thing, then you're not in the right way. Get in the ways of God and do what He wants, and then He will bless you. Then what you sow, you will reap. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.